It's not just state budgets that are in trouble. At the federal level, tax revenues are down sharply, the surplus is gone, and the Senate has yet to approve a budget plan for next year. At the same time, the White House is calling for the biggest Pentagon budget increase in two decades, plus tens of billions of dollars more in the name of Homeland Security. Constituents want federal funds for prescription drugs, defense contractors want more weapon systems, and President Bush yesterday signed into law a gigantic package of subsidies for farmers. As NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol, there is a growing concern that all this could lead to a budgetary train wreck.
In early February, on the day after President Bush sent Congress his proposed budget, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Ken Conrad had this to say to White House Budget Director Mitch Daniels about that spending plan.
We don't see deficits, as the president asserted, being short-term and small. What we see is an ocean of red ink. What we see is deficits right through the decade.
But even though Conrad and many other Democrats blame much of the budget shortfall on the big tax cut the president pushed through Congress, they have not gone so far during this election year as to say the tax cut should be reconsidered. In fact, the budget Conrad drew up for next year differs little from what the White House proposed. What's more, Bill Frenzel, a budget expert at the Brookings Institution and a former Republican congressman, says it does not appear the nation is up in arms over a budget shortfall.
I don't think anybody doubts we're going to be in deficit, and I think only the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee doesn't understand that. He's been the one that's been doing all the talk about how awful it is to be in deficit, and of course his budget is in deficit, and there are times when it's going to happen. When you're in an emergency, a war on terrorism, you're going to have a deficit budget. Nobody doubts that.
But while Conrad's deficit-incurring budget resolution narrowly passed in committee, it has not even made it to the floor of the Senate, despite an April 15th deadline. Robert Reichauer, a former head of the Congressional Budget Office, says even with their slim majority, Democrats fear putting the budget plan to a vote.
The Democrats know that some of their members will not go along with the budget resolution that the Senate Budget Committee has approved. They're on notice to that effect. This is, therefore, just too big a risk for them to go forward.
Indeed, one of the disgruntled Democrats, Wisconsin's Russ Feingold, says by going along with everything the White House requested for the Pentagon next year, Conrad's budget
gets us back into the bad habits of the 1980s that caused a terrible problem for the deficit and, more importantly, for the country, for our economy. That was very damaging to our economic well-being in this country. And it took 10 years to fix it, and now we're going backwards.
And Conrad himself points out that the country's finances have only gotten worse over the past several weeks.
What we are hearing in reports from the Treasury Department is the revenues are well short of what was anticipated. That means the deficits will be greater. That means deficits and debt will be growing. Last year, we were told by the administration there would be no need to increase the debt limit until 2008. Now they're asking for the second biggest increase in the debt limit in our nation's history.
But Conrad has done little to push his budget resolution in the Senate, so there's little to stop spending from ballooning. Senate Republican leader Trent Lott blames Majority Leader Tom Daschle for what he calls a huge abdication of leadership.
The Senate has never, since the Budget Impoundment Act passed in 1974, failed to pass a budget resolution. And if we don't get a budget resolution, then we've got to come up with some other way to get some agreement on what the limits on spending would be and on entitlements, or it'll just be a chaotic mess throughout the summer and into the fall.
Lott predicts that if there's no budget plan this year, the only thing that might hold spending in check would be the threat of a presidential veto. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.